White. Oakland, California, May 6th, 1876. Dear husband, I received two letters from you last night. Night before last, no mail. We send you letters, one every morning, so if none comes, you may know the mail is hindered. Night before last, mail hindered because of snow melting or some reason. This has occurred several times. This may be the reason of no letters coming to you some days. For there is not a day passes but letters are sent. We are all well. Yesterday we spent in the mountains and enjoyed it very much. Sister Rice and I lay down to rest on blankets and buffaloes. When we awoke, for we slept, our children and Addie and Mary were gone. We looked for them and saw them on the high mountain peaks throwing down stones. They enjoyed climbing the mountains where they had a view of the scenery, the ocean, Golden Gate, and towns and villages. They enjoyed this much. Willie came down the mountains with flowers in his coat that Addie and May had tied in, so he looked like one immense bouquet. We went up beyond Fountain Farm about 5 miles, took our dinner and strawberries and cream, which we were favored with obtaining at a farmhouse close by. We had a real rest. I was satisfied to ride and lie down. I had no disposition to climb. We rode about 30 miles in all. Yesterday, Mary Clough felt like resting. So did we all last night. Willie and Mary enjoyed the journey very much, and especially the children. We are all right this morning. Elder Loughborough reports the best meeting in Oakland last Wednesday he has ever been present to. These brethren, ministers, go to Santa Clara next Sabbath. I have not heard a word from Petaluma since I wrote them. Dr. Kellogg is here at work on Meeting House. This will be a very fine house. The second coat, or finishing coat, is being put on our house on the corner. Brother Pearson says he received a letter from his wife. She had an interview with Elder Littlejohn. Her cousin lives on Brother Littlejohn's farm. Brother Littlejohn stated he was much pleased with the prosperity of the cause, and he spoke very affectionately of Brother and Sister White. She said this seemed a great change to his former speeches and feelings. When you want news, send to us. Mary is ready for work this morning, feeling first rate. She had become very tired, but the ride did her good. We shall now make calculations for A, carriage, as soon as we can get one to suit us. Then we shall work half a day and ride the other half. What think you of this arrangement? I feel relieved in reading your last letter. I shall now feel it my duty to remain here this year and write, and shall not attend the camp meeting this season without positive evidence that God requires it of me. We are doing well, and we have success in all we do in writing. The subjects are clear. I am free. I feel like praying much over these subjects. My soul is free. I hope you will not have the least anxiety in regard to my going from place to place. I tell them all I have nothing for them until they have a radical change in their minds in regard to your work and mine. I shall not throw away my labor any more for any in California. I will not speak to a people who hold me in questioning doubt. I tell them if they have a camp meeting, I shall not attend it. I will not give them a chance to say, Sister White can labor for us, but Brother White cannot. I will not place you in any wrong light by laboring where your testimony is not appreciated. I tell all, my work is on my book. I have not remained in California to help them, but to write. When in the mountains, we said many times we wished you were with us, because none of us would have enjoyed it as much as yourself.